Welcome to Shaping Philanthropy, a new podcast brought to you by The Circle Network to shine a light on impactful giving in and beyond the Arab region. I am your host, Anisa Panjani. And for this, the first episode of Shaping Philanthropy, I spoke to Emirati philanthropist Muna Al-Gurg.
I think we need more awareness of issues in women's health that are less discussed. So we've come a long way in terms of becoming more comfortable with breast cancer awareness and treatment, but there are reproductive and maternal health issues we still lack knowledge of. And it's these issues I'd like to focus on.
The Vice Chair and Director of Retail at the Issa Saleh Al-Gurg Group. Muna has blazed a trail for Emirati women in both business and philanthropy across the Middle East, as well as playing a pivotal role in setting up her family's Al-Gurg Charitable Foundation. Muna is a founding board member of Endeavor UAE. She funds scholarships for women at the London School of Business, is an investor with Mindshift Capital, a gender lens venture fund, and has recently launched her own personal foundation, Meme. This was one of Muna's first interviews since unveiling Meme. We discussed why she has set it up and what she hopes to achieve, why she is so focused on funding women and girls, and much, much more. I hope you enjoy the conversation as much as I did. Muna Al-Gurg, hello and welcome to Shaping Philanthropy.
Hello, Anisa. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
You literally just launched your foundation, which is really exciting. Can we dive straight into talking about that? Why did you create Meme? And what took you down that path and inspired you?
We launched Meme Foundation in 2024 as a philanthropic endeavor to bridge the gender gap in the Middle East and North Africa by creating more economic opportunity and greater access to healthcare for women and girls. So those are our two pillars, really, economic opportunity and healthcare. Our vision is a world where all women and girls can achieve their ambitions. Our goal is to find innovative entrepreneurial approaches to address the unique challenges faced by women and girls in the region. In the economic opportunity realm of Meme Foundation's work, I believe it's important to invest in skills of the future and then support women in gaining leadership positions. Essentially, support women in entering and then staying in the workplace. And the key word here really is staying in the workplace. The MENA region has quite a low women's labor force participation rate at 20%. I want to figure out ways to address those challenges and highlight successes that inspire girls and their families to aspire for more. Access to healthcare is the second pillar of Meme Foundation's work. I think we need more awareness of issues in women's health that are less discussed. So we've come a long way in terms of becoming more comfortable with breast cancer awareness and treatment, but there are reproductive and maternal health issues we still lack knowledge of. And it's these issues I'd like to focus on. I'm also interested in advancing research related to women's health. But lastly, I would say we tackle challenges in the region in a couple of ways. We strongly believe in research-backed grant making. So again, an IMF study recently showed in 2022 that although investment into R&D has increased, the MENA lags when it comes to research spending. As a percentage of GDP, it's falling below global averages. So with a young and fast-growing population, this is the greatest risk the region faces today. We are looking for investments into MENA ideas that are relevant to the region and therefore also investing in their IP.
Can you specify in which countries or settings you will be working?
We're focused in the Middle East and North Africa, but at present we're supporting organizations in the UAE and the Levant, and we expect to expand to Egypt later this year.
Can you tell me more about the type of projects that you're going to be looking at?
So Meme Foundation will do a mix of grants and impact investing where investments might make more sense. for example, in the edtech or fintech application space, there may be more investable initiatives that are innovative and led by women. It's still early days, I would say, for us, but we are interested in a mix of direct investments or looking at women-focused funds, either female founders or funds focused on women's issues, like femtech or women's health. The data is out there on how little VC funding goes to women founders. We're also exploring to create a fund focused on women founders in the region, and that's very exciting for me. One initiative I'm particularly proud of is a grant to Urid.com to support the training of 100 North Emirati women in artificial intelligence and data annotation. With Urid.com and the UAE Ministry of AI, we're expanding the skill set of Emirati women in a high demand area and positioning women for greater economic participation.
That's great. Take us back to where this all started. Why do you think it's important to fund projects for women and girls? And where has that desire come from?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because it takes you back to your journey, right, on how you think about your giving. And to me, it seems pretty simple, actually. I think there's decades of research now that shows a family, a community, a country, all progress and advance when women and girls participate in their fullest potential. And I'm sure you agree with me on that. There's too much human capability we overlook when we don't include half the population. Now, for me personally, I would say it's something I'm passionate about. And it really started when I was part of the Aspen Fellowship Middle East Leadership Program. And for 18 months, we really dived deep into readings on the Good Society, where we would discuss, you know, our legacy, good society, what we're trying to kind of leave behind. And after those 18 months, I would say that I certainly was clear on what I'm passionate about, that impacting women and girls in the region. And that's where, you know, the whole journey started. And in 2015, I started the scholarship for Arab women at London Business School. So that's where it started.
How important is data and research for you in philanthropy to ensure, you know, impact measurement, giving done strategically?
It's crucial, honestly, Anissa. And I think the next generation across the Arab region is truly global, interconnected. There's more fluidity in movement and access to knowledge than ever before. And it helps us integrate lessons from each other into whatever progress we're trying to make. Data is, you know, crucial to everything that we do in our giving. And I think if I were to give you an example of where we are currently looking at data, we have collaborated with 60 Decibels to do an impact report on the work that we've done over the last few years. And that allows us to assess ourselves and our work. And, you know, that allows us to even report this to everyone else. It's crucial to what we're doing.
Yeah, and it's key to actually planning out where MEME is going to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Muna, you come from an Emirati family known for its success in business for over 60 years and its generous philanthropy. As a next-gen philanthropist, it took me time to actually come to terms to what that means and to kind of digest the terminology. How do you feel about that term, next gen?
Well, it's interesting. I'm at this inflection point in my life, I would say, where I am the next gen, but I also have a next gen ahead of me that I'm sort of working with. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter just recently also joined the foundation. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting because we need to always plan for the next generation. And it's so important in that whole succession planning process. The next generation are always different to the previous generation. So there's something that you can learn from them and something we can learn from the past generation. But the key part, I would say, is taking the best of both worlds and, you know, creating the best philanthropic giving that one can bring about. And yes, so there's a lot to learn from both generations.
For sure. I think the younger generation is definitely educating us when it comes to a lot, especially technology-wise. But can we take a step back? Who or what has influenced your approach to giving? What's your earliest memory of philanthropy?
So I recall when I was growing up in the 80s, my father, who is actually the founder of the Isa Saleh Al-Gurk Foundation, would come home with all these albums of all the projects that he had, you know, worked on, whether it be in India or whether it be in, you know, various parts of the Arab world. And either they were wells that he had built or schools or clinics. That was his way of showing us the impact of his work. And I was incredibly in awe and intrigued, I would say is the word, as what are these projects that my father's been working on, and why has he gone to all these different parts of the world to work on this giving? And I recall very clearly that he would send a team of engineers to the projects in order for him to kind of look and manage the maintenance of these projects. Because obviously we all know it's very easy to build an asset, but it's actually very difficult to maintain. And it's the operational cost of those assets that's ongoing. And that would happen every year. And I would hear that growing up. So I would say it really inspired me, and it also equally intrigued me.
And probably seeing the passion that he talked about it and expressed about these initiatives was very inspiring. And what has been your biggest lesson?
I would say, you know, listening to your beneficiaries, not dictating. So I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned over the years. It's really important to understand what the beneficiaries need rather than us dictate to them what they need. And once you come to that understanding, you can create the best programs.
You can't just go in and tell them what you think is the best solution, but going in and fully understanding what the needs are and where you can actually link the cycle of giving, because there are many different pieces that lead to that. What are your key values when you think about your philanthropy, and are they aligned with those of your family? Can you share with me maybe two or three values that have inspired you from your family?
I think I wake up every day and I wake up to the sense of responsibility and purpose on a daily basis. And I think about the work that I am doing and whether it is impacting the region and whether it is creating change. But going back to, you know, the values part, I would say, you know, integrity. That's something I've learned from my father. Courage as a woman, being courageous. Personal growth. I think at every single age, we can grow. And I learned that again. My father was 98 and he was asking about cryptocurrency. You know, again, personal growth. And I would say also, when I look at Meme Foundation, innovation. How can we be innovative in our giving? And how can we look at sustainability? So these are the values that I constantly think about in my giving.
And looking ahead, you mentioned your children. Do you talk to your younger family members about philanthropy?
Yes. You know, we do speak a lot about A, work, but B, also our giving. And yes, we do share a lot about, you know, philanthropic work, how it's important. Reminding ourselves also, in a world where we're actually doing quite well economically in many parts of the region, how important your legacy is, your work, how important it is to think about people that need your help.
What are you hoping to achieve with MEME that is different to what your family's foundation has always done in the past?
Well, you know, I think it's really important to acknowledge the work of others, right? And the generous spirit of giving in the UAE. So I would say that, you know, a lot of that has enabled us to create MEME Foundation. So we've learned from many, whether it's the Mohammed bin Rashid Global Initiatives, Al Jalila Foundation, the Isa Saleh Al Gurk Group Foundation. And I feel supported in launching something enduring and meaningful for the region. And, you know, obviously I would hope that my father is, you know, proud of the work that I'm doing. But I would say what differentiates us is a very specific focus on gender equity and a strong focus on research and impact measurement. And, you know, this really also follows back to your question on the next generation. That's what the next generation really finds important and is focused on. So it's important to keep speaking about that in the best manner. How do we create this in the best manner? So data is a key enabler, as we said, and we wish to use data to make decisions and promote greater transparency. So we've noticed gaps in data on gender, health indicators, economic indicators. So we're also interested in research that I had mentioned before. But I think we've learned a lot, as I said, from other foundations in the region.
I think that's what's really important here, is that you're talking about how next gens are seeing the flow of philanthropy. As we mentioned before, our journey of giving is very different to our parents, where they would write a check, build a school or a hospital in a location or region that was close to their heart. Whereas this generation wants to now see, how can we make this, you know, be strategic, impactful, have sustainability? And the only way to do that is by measuring the impact of it. So that data is really key. And I'm excited that you're talking about data so much, because it's a great example to other philanthropists that are on their giving journey, where they can learn from the work that you're doing. I want to talk to you about one thing, which I think is also very important and a hot topic within philanthropy, and that's collaborative philanthropy. You know, not duplicating efforts, collaborative funding. How important is collaboration to you? And can you please give us an example of when you've collaborated and why it's been successful?
Good question. Again, you know, collaboration is key to achieving the greatest impact in your giving. And we look at collaborations all the time. So one of the particularly, you know, proud collaborations I've had was with London Business School, as I mentioned, and we're on to the sixth recipient of the scholarship for Arab women. Again, that's taking women to the C-suite level, thinking about their careers. So it's very different to the other grants that we've given out. But this collaboration with London Business School is great, because strong, ambitious women should be supported in their careers. When we're looking at healthcare, which is, again, I said to you before, it's the second pillar of MEME Foundation's work. We built a neonatal unit in Jenin in Palestine 4 years ago. And this was in the Khalil Suleiman Hospital. And I would say that's where we collaborated with a healthcare medical facility. And again, that facility knows what they need for that particular region. And so, again, collaboration is key here, because I can't come into Palestine and say, I know what they need. So I think that was a very successful collaboration, because now, again, 4 years on, we're seeing how many, you know, women's health has been alleviated, babies, you know, women are obviously more at peace of mind as mothers, seeing that their little babies are taken care of. So again, that was a great success story in terms of collaboration.
And are you able to keep up and see how the hospital is doing now?
Yes. So this was something particularly recently that I was quite, you know, worried about, I would say. But we've been in touch with them. And because it's in Jenin, the hospital is ongoing with its practice. So I'm pleased to say that it is continuing to help women and babies.
That's really nice to hear. So moving on, if you don't mind, how do you think that philanthropy in the Arab region will change in the next decade?
Well, I think that the way I see it going is that topics that were not discussed in the past are being discussed. So there's more transparency, there's more dialogue. There are the likes of Circle MENA as networks where people come in together and speak and share and learn from one another. And this is certainly something we did not see, you know, in the last 10 years. So going forward, I really believe that more collaboration that will happen, more transparency that will happen, and more knowledge sharing that will happen.
Yeah. Has there been anything on your philanthropic journey that hasn't exactly gone to plan? And what did you learn from that experience?
So that's an interesting question. About 10 years ago, we built a school in Zanzibar. And we built that school. I have a best friend who's Omani Zanzibari, who spoke to me about this village in Zanzibar that needed a school. And about in 2010, I think it was, we built the school with the Isa Saleh Al-Gurg Foundation. And you know, it was a success. It was a school that brought 300 children from the village into the school. It looked beautiful. And I thought, you know, I had succeeded in this baby project that I had started. And a year into the school operating, I realized that the building of the school actually and the asset was the easy part. The more difficult part was the sustainability, the operational cost of the school, the teacher training, you know, everything.
And that's an ongoing task.
Absolutely. So I think that was a lesson learned, that when you are, you know, looking at a particular project, it's important to think beyond that first step. It's important to think about how sustainable is this project and what does it entail? Because you may not have even have budgeted for what it entails. And the last thing you want is a project where you put in all the efforts and resources and it just does not sustain itself.
Finally, you are an inspiration to many. Do you have a message for other aspiring or perhaps already established philanthropists?
I would say if you're at this inflection point, you know, in your life where you're thinking about your giving, it's important to take the time to understand what you care about and why do you care about that. And from there, try to research solutions for that cause in the world. Because the best advice that was given to me was by Bill Gates, where he said, look at what you're passionate about and focus on that area, because that's where you will, in fact, create the most impact. So it's important to take the time out to understand. It certainly does not happen overnight. It takes a while, but it's important to try to understand what that passion is in terms of your giving.
Muna, I feel like we could continue talking about philanthropy and shaping philanthropy for hours. I really hope that this conversation will help guide other members of the Circle Network in their giving journeys. And I want to thank you for your time and commitment.
Thank you, Anissa. It's been wonderful speaking to you about Meme Foundation and about my work and journey. Thank you again for having me.
You've been listening to Shaping Philanthropy, a new podcast from the Circle Network, hosted by me, Anissa Punjani, produced and edited by Louise Redvers, and with sound design from Kamran Carlson. If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to subscribe and share, and please give us a rating. Circle is a partnership between Philanthropy Age and the Pearl Initiative, and is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Find out more at circlemina.org.